Welcome to the NLP View with your host, Donna Blinston. Each week, Donna will explore how the techniques of NLP can help improve your personal and professional life. And now, here's your host, Donna Blinston.
Hello, and welcome to the NLP View. My name is Donna Blinston. Today's guest is Olive Hickmott, a health coach, master practitioner of NLP, energetic NLP, thought pattern management, and an author of multiple best-selling books, namely, You Too Can Do Health, Recover Your Energy, Seeing Spells Achieving, and Bridges to Success. On today's show, I'll be discussing with Olive how NLP can be used to help the carers of dementia sufferers, to help them better understand dementia and Alzheimer's from a behavioural point of view. These insights are designed to give the carers a different perspective, enabling them to improve the quality of everyone's experience. Dementia is a term that is used to describe a collection of symptoms, including memory loss, problems with reasoning and communication skills, and a reduction in an individual's abilities, and skills in carrying out activities of daily life. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a way of understanding how we use language to program our brain. NLP helps us to understand how we process the information that comes into our brains and how we create a simplified version of our experience in our minds. Through using the techniques of NLP, we can improve the person's quality of life and provide them with more independence by removing any possible frustrations that he or she might be experiencing. So I'd like to welcome to the show Olive Hickmott. Hello, Olive.
Hello, Donna, and thank you very much for inviting me on the show.
Oh, Olive, it's an honour for me. The work that you're doing is profound, both from my own, from the NLP world. It's just inspiring the ways you're taking the work and advancing it all. It's brilliant. And from a nursing background, it just touches my heart, you know. I see and work with people who live with dementia every day, and to know that someone is there to help support them to cope better, because we often forget the carers themselves. They're often the ones that need that support, because if they're not looking after themselves, then how can they really support the person who's suffering with the dementia? So for me, it's all my honour, Olive. So can you explain to our audience a bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, I'm a health coach. I work with people with chronic health issues and learning difficulties. I started off life as a software engineer and became a manager and had a successful corporate life until 1990, when I started my own business. And I rapidly got into coaching, and in particular health coaching, which is using all the skills that you learn as a coach but directing them at health challenges. And I found that just an absolutely fascinating area. So I did my NLP and professional coaching qualifications, and then I was ill myself, and I discovered that my energy was really blocked after a major operation, and then okay. I discovered energetic NLP, which is a synthesis of NLP, the best of NLP and the best of the energy spiritual systems. So that's how I came to health coaching. And I do have a very different perspective on things. I tend to sort of hold the space that anything's possible if we only knew how to do it. And so
Very true.
I've produced books and CDs, and everything I do is easy for what I call the man or woman in the street. You don't need to be an expert in it. They're very easy to follow for people dealing with various health challenges.
That is one thing that is very important to me. It's the ability to be able to remove the psychobabble, for want for a better word, that's attached to things. Because I think people are often scared off and they don't use things that could benefit them because they think it's going to be complex or in too much detail, or it's not going to be able to relate to them. And yep. I've read your books, and the Seeing Spells Achieving particularly transformed me when I first read it, and again when I've reread it recently, as with your other books. And you do have that natural gift of being able to explain things in real life terms, which is a credit to you, really.
I tend to explain things also by example, yes. because examples are what works for me, and stories about what people have achieved and those sort of things. And that matches my learning style, I suppose. And people always find lots of stories really, really sort of inspiring, and also enables them to think, oh, gosh, I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Can you explain where you started your journey into looking at how you can use NLP for the carers of dementia patients, but also for the dementia patients themselves? How was it that you started along those lines?
Yep, absolutely. I can remember it very clearly. I was doing my NLP training, and I met a